Choose for Health. The Chewable Dietary Supplement presents To Your Good Health, hosted by Dr. David Friedman and Melanie Cole.
Hey, we are welcoming two authors whose degrees and accolades would take up the entire segment if I shared their bios. Dr. Jason Calton studied molecular and microbiology at Burnett Honors College School of Biomedical Sciences and holds a master's degree of science degree and PhD in nutrition. His wife, Mira Calton, is a licensed certified nutritionist, diplomat of the College of Clinical Nutrition, and a certified personal fitness chef. Here to talk about their national best-selling book, Naked Calories. Welcome to the show, Jason and Mira. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Thank Welcome, Jason us. Mira. Yeah, great to have you. As I mentioned at the break, for over 2 decades, I've actually been sharing with patients how even if your body's full from food, your cells still remain starving. So I enjoyed reading your book from cover to cover, seeing that focus was put in such a nice format. Jason, let's start with you. Share with the listeners what exactly is a naked calorie.
Well, you know, this is how we explain it. Food has two basic components. You know, it has its caloric components, those macronutrients, the carbs, fats, and proteins. And then it has something else, the micronutrients. So those are vitamins, minerals, and essential fatty acids like omega-3 and omega-6. So a naked calorie comes about when that micronutrient is somehow split away or stripped away from the calorie, and we end up with naked calories.
That makes sense. You know, and I've always believed in learning lifestyle and eating habits from those that have been there, done that. They've achieved optimal health. And what I love is your story. You both traveled through 100 countries with one mission, observing how diet relates to health on a global scale. And Mira, share with us, what is there a common link that you found amongst healthy people on the planet?
Absolutely. They're not Americanized. It's sad to say, but the truth is that as people become more modernized and everything is delivered to them and everything is made easy, their lifestyle is no longer very healthy and things arrive by plastic boxes and bags and bottles. And it's all this pre-made food that's been stripped of everything and therefore a lot of naked calories. Plus also their lifestyle habits get worse and worse the more modernized people get and the easier life gets on people. So it's a combination of those two factors, really, their dietary and their lifestyle habits that slowly cause these diseases to start. And we call these chronic lifestyle diseases. Everyone thinks that are genetic. But really, they're all these preventable diseases that are based on these poor habits.
That makes sense. I love it. So when people says, what's the cause of obesity here? We're American. That would be bad. And Jason, now, you know, you both use that term micronutrient deficient. And it's the key to modern-day diseases. Share with the listeners, what role do they play in overall health? Like, explain it. Is it a whole systemic? Every organ, every system in our body require these?
Yes. I mean, in all reality, you know, the answer to that is absolutely yes. The micronutrient, we look at it kind of like a wagon wheel. If we look at micronutrient deficiency as that center of the wagon wheel and all those spokes being chronic lifestyle diseases that could possibly stem off of a micronutrient deficiency. So, for instance, for some people, if they are deficient in, let's say, calcium and vitamin K and magnesium, that might stem off onto a wagon wheel of osteoporosis. For others, perhaps they are deficient in their CoQ10, so that might stem off onto heart disease. Perhaps others are deficient in their chromium, so that could lead to diabetes. You know, vitamin D could lead to cancer. So each micronutrient, what we have to remember is each vitamin, mineral, and essential fatty acid, they're all essential for something in our bodies. So if we're not getting even a little bit of any one of those, then this could lead to a small deficiency, which could eventually lead to small problems. Now, maybe that problem could be a sleep disorder. Perhaps it's a headache. Perhaps it's just, you know, maybe your attention isn't as sharp as it used to be. But when those deficiencies become larger holes or longer over a period of time, then those can turn into real chronic lifestyle diseases that we all face every day here in America.
That's interesting. If you could give a percentage of disease associated with micronutrient deficiency, what would you say? What percentage of disease?
Well, I would say it's very, very high, above 75%.
Really? I would think so, too. Yeah, definitely. And there's been studies showing that you can really trace all diseases somehow in some form to a micronutrient deficient, even through the immune system, as you mentioned, which makes you more prone to getting a virus or bacteria. So that's
absolutely. I mean, it would be nice if we could actually quote those as much higher. But the truth is, I mean, there are some things out there that you might be predisposed to. But unless you open up, like you said, the door by lowering your immune system or aiding in the getting that specific condition. But we just can't say it's 100%, 95%, or
That's right. Now, Mira, share with us if you could choose one thing that Americans should remove from their diets tomorrow. What would you pick? One thing.
Sugar. it's going to be tough. It's either sugar, high fructose corn syrup, but they're pretty much the same.
Pretty much the same. Yeah, we talked about that in segment one. They are 50% of all sugar consumption is high fructose corn syrup. All right, let's go. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, with the sugar, so that would be the one thing. And then let's say, Jason, if we did the opposite, what would you choose that would be the one thing that Americans should add to their diet tomorrow for healthy reasons?
Well, if we're talking about food, I'd have to go with that, with the omega-3, based foods like, fatty fish. I think that we definitely need those essential fatty acids. But, the other thing is just, we need a properly formulated multivitamin to become micronutrient sufficient across the board. So, I don't think there's any one food that can do that for us. So that's kind of a double-edged sword there.
Exactly. And, that was my goal as a product formulator, to create a whole food supplement that had the micronutrients from whole foods. And it contains sea vegetables. I'm a big fan of that because of the micronutrients. But here's the problem. Unlike land vegetables, they're not, they're not subjected to farming and soil deprivation, but they're difficult to find. You can't find fresh sea vegetables. In your opinion, if you had to pick a land fruit or vegetable available at stores that still offers pretty decent source of nutrient, what would you pick? What's your favorite?
I would pick whatever's local and fresh right then and there. I never want to tell people across the board that there's one specific food, because while it might be great in California, if you're living in New Jersey and it's snowing, that's not your best food choice.
I know.
So
what's local? So it could be an asparagus in one town that isn't as healthy as if it's shipped in, you're saying. So local's
absolutely, because the longer it travels, the more micronutrients are lost.
That makes sense. We've all heard that saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But I've read that due to lack of micronutrients, it would take 26 apples today to equal the nutritional content of one apple from 100 years ago. So, it's very true. Now, you both talk about the naked calories in our diet. What foods out there are considered to be the most stripped naked of calories?
Well, the more processed a food becomes, the more naked it becomes. So, I guess you jump to those, high processed foods that are full of sugar, because sugar has a double negative because of the fact that it really doesn't contain any nutrients, but it still takes minerals in order to be digested by the body. So we literally have to donate those, or you could look at it like the sugar robs us of those micronutrients. So not only do we not get any in a food like a candy bar or, some high sugar, high processed foods, but then the sugar actually robs our nutrients from us in order for it to be digested properly.
Gotcha. So it's like that catch-22 system as well. And, Mira, I love how you stress balance and absorption in your book. So, I'm such an advocate of that. I've always said, you're not what you eat, but you are what you absorb. And have you noticed in America that we're taking all these vitamins, taking all these supplements, thinking that in our brain that it's helping us, but our bodies say, we don't need this junk?
That's actually how we met. When I was first diagnosed with advanced osteoporosis at the age of 30, I started trying to figure this out by natural means. I did not want to go on those medications. But what I was realizing is that I wasn't able to absorb anything that they were giving me, even the vitamins. I was trying to take them all at once, and nothing was happening. I wasn't getting any better. And that's actually when Dr. Carlton and I started working together, or Jason, my husband, we started working together. And by separating things out and by actually trying to look at things that could be absorbed into the body, that's when I was actually able to reverse it in only 2 years.
That's great. So, Doc, what did you recommend to her? Was there certain things that you saw that helped for osteoporosis?
Well, we really kind of took a step back and we said, okay, so this is obviously a very unusual situation to have advanced osteoporosis at age 30.
Right.
And so we wanted to kind of, cover all of our bases. One of the big things that a lot of people don't realize is some very healthy, natural foods also contain natural components that are that block micronutrient absorption. You know, oxalic acid is a good example of this with spinach. So Mira, you know, every day for lunch, well, not every day, but she used to live here in Manhattan, and she would have a takeout, kind of a standard takeout of a spinach chicken salad pretty much every day for lunch. And so here she is thinking she's getting the calcium that, you know, the 280 milligrams of calcium that might be in a 10-ounce bag of spinach. But in all reality, all we absorb is about 25 you know, milligrams of that because of the fact that the oxalic acid is there. And it also blocks magnesium and iron and other minerals as well.
Well, to learn more about micronutrients or to order Naked Calories, go to CaltonNutrition.com. If you heard something today that could have benefited someone you know, remember all of our shows are podcast on ToYourGoodHealthRadio.com. Stay tuned because after this break, the Caltons are coming back to share how a micronutrient deficient diet could be the reason you aren't able to lose weight. So remember, you can go on to CaltonNutrition.com. That's C-A-L-T-O-N Nutrition.com. You can get their book, Naked Calories, and we're talking about losing weight, so stay tuned to Your Good Health Radio. We'll be right back.
Health Radio and Choose for Health presents To Your Good Health with renowned health expert, Dr. David Friedman, along with Melanie Cole.
Here are your guides to good health.
Dr. David Friedman and Melanie Cole.
Hey, we're talking with the authors of Naked Calories. The Caltons are among the world's leading experts on the topics of weight management, lifestyle medicine, and micronutrient deficiency. They've explored the dietary and lifestyle habits of people around the world and are using this knowledge to help Americans achieve their desired weight. Here to share their global secrets to healthy and permanent weight loss, welcome back Jason and Mira Calton. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Welcome back. This is a real hot topic now. As we know, January and February are the big months. People want to lose weight. And Jason, you and Mira traveled to and studied over 100 countries. Why, in your opinion, is the United States such an obese nation compared to other cultures?
Well, that's a great question. I think America, you know, has been trying to answer that question for the past 30 or 40 years with really no success. We've tried just about everything to try to slow down and, you know, potentially reverse the obesity epidemic that's happening here. And, you know, we've looked at it from every conceivable angle. One of the things that Mira and I have kind of come to the conclusion of over the last 6 years of traveling to these 100 countries is we believe very strongly that the overweight obesity epidemic has roots, or certainly has is connected to very strongly with micronutrient deficiency, and that micronutrient deficiency may be the missing link we've been looking for as the causative factor of overweight obesity.
So Mira, does something as simple as just adding micronutrients to the diet, would that help increase fat loss in America?
Well, absolutely. I mean, and things just like, you know, you go, everyone started a new diet this January, or right. A lot of people did. And then somewhere along the road, you see, you know, whatever your little thing is it maybe you're a salty person and you like those potato chips, or maybe you crave sweets and you see a donut, but you just give in. And there's those cravings that give in. Well, what they found out is those cravings are really very closely related to micronutrient deficiencies. So if you are sufficient in those specific micronutrients, like, for example, if you're sufficient in calcium, you may not get that sweet craving. I, before, used to be a huge craver of all things mm-hmm. sweet, never understood why. And that, now I know. I also got osteoporosis because of that calcium deficiency. But a lot of this dieting stuff can be much improved once you become micronutrient sufficient.
Right. And so you make a lot of sense. If somebody's exercising, they're counting their calories or drinking their healthy protein shakes, and they do even achieve their desired weight, so they look in the mirror and they're happy. If they don't feed themselves properly with micronutrients, their body still remains hungry. And in your opinion, Jason, could that be the major cause of the yo-yo dieting syndrome?
I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, I think we've all been wondering, why is it that we've been going on these eat less, exercise more crusades over the last 20, 30, 40 right. years? And there is every single diet. Here's the secret. Every diet makes you lose weight for a short period of time. But there's one thing that constantly gets in the way of America's success, and that is falling off the diet. And that's always because of one thing. There is a food that I cannot stop myself from eating. So we lose the 10, 20, 50, 100 pounds, and then one day, here it goes, I can't keep away from the M&Ms, or I can't stop eating those French fries. I have to have one. And then it spirals. And what we're actually doing, according to our theory, is that throughout this diet, by eating less, and remember, eating less means less micronutrients, because we're eating less food, and micronutrients are in the food. And exercising more, and don't forget, exercise burns micronutrients just like it does calories, right? We've seen the Gatorade commercials. After exercise and sweating, we need to replenish those electrolytes. Well, electrolytes are micronutrients too. So if we really are doing this to ourselves, we are literally starving ourselves right back into obesity and becoming overweight again.
That makes sense. You know, I'm so fond of you because you went around the world and you examined cultures and you got to see with the and learn. And I did just a personal study of my own. I went to Walmart once and I was on a mission to find one person that wasn't overweight. And I tell you, it took me 45 minutes. I said, I'm not leaving this store until I see somebody that's an average weight. 45 minutes and the place was packed. I bet you'd have to maybe go hours before you found an obese person in some of these countries.
Absolutely. It takes forever. And they're few and far between.
If you can even find them.
Yeah. So honestly, it was only when we first got to the urban centers that we started to see overweight people again, because we split it up into going to really remote areas, semi-remote areas, and urban areas. And it wasn't until you get back to the urban areas that you start seeing overweight people.
That makes sense. And let me ask you, Jason, what role does stress play in a person's inability to lose weight? Is there a role?
Sure, there is.
We're a stressful nation.
It's not just eating foods that have naked calories in them. That's the first kind of line of depletion in America, and even in Europe too, and in Australia as well, but and all over the world. But then there's a second line of depletion, and that comes from things like stress, pollution, smoking, drinking alcohol, exercising. I mean, there's the whole lifestyle factor as well. So, you know, a lot of times people say to me, well, you know, if you just ate a balanced diet, whatever that really means, and you can get all the micronutrients you need. But even if you added them all up, you're not taking into effect the oxalic acid. We're not taking into effect the lifestyle habits, which we need to subtract. So the mathematics just aren't adding up. At the end of the day, when we do all of that, no matter what kind of diet we are following, we are deficient, period. End of the story.
Exactly. And now, I know in your book you have a test that people can actually take to find out if they're micronutrient deficient. Are there lab tests that also help confirm this, or is it basically just pretty much lifestyle and symptoms?
Well, you can go and get a snapshot blood test, which will tell you what exactly at that point, maybe based on what you ate that week or you know, what you ate that day. But we like to also talk about, regardless of what you took in, what you're also putting out. So that's why we created the Micronutrient Sufficiency Profile Quiz. We also have it online, free on our website, for people to take quick 50 questions, which is going to not only talk about your dietary habits, but also the lifestyle habits. And they'll give you a good idea of the likelihood that you are also micronutrient deficient.
Right. And, you know, you mentioned that a lot of lifestyle and smoking and stress can have an effect on micronutrients. What about somebody who says, you know, I live a really a good lifestyle, I watch what I eat, I exercise, but they're on medications. Could that be depleting them of these important micronutrients?
That's a really, really big one. So whether it's over-the-counter or prescription medications, you know, I always tell people, we always talk to our doctors and we have great relationships with our doctors, but at the same time, we never really talk to our pharmacists. You know, pharmacists are the unsung heroes, as far as I'm concerned, in the medical community, because they know about things like micronutrient interactions or competitions. You know, our medications often come with may cause drowsiness warnings, but they never come with will cause micronutrient depletion warnings, but they do. They deplete micronutrients, whether it's over-the-counter or prescription medications.
You know, you may bring up a good point. I read a neat study, and of course, my father and his father were medical doctors, and they agreed that the drugs that come out, they have no clue what they are. They didn't learn about them in med school. They're just basically trusting the rep. But pharmacists have to stay up to date on all the latest, so that makes a lot of sense. I always tell people, talk to your pharmacist before your doctor, because he knows.
Yeah.
Exactly. That makes a lot of sense. Now, let me ask you, so people that exercise – I guess, is there a certain point where they're robbing their body of micronutrients? Is there a certain, is it more cardio? Is it weightlifting? What have you found that these people that we look at as healthy and trim, they're really starving inside?
Well, you know, I mean, obviously the harder the person's working out, I mean, after 6 hours of exercise per week, then we start to see that depletion, you know, obviously starting to take its toll. So if you're in there and you're sweating a lot and you're really working out hard, you know, it really is, it's what you put into the workout is what's going to come out of it. So there's many, I always try to say, connect it to the calories. If you're burning a lot of calories, you're burning a lot of micronutrients. It takes, you know, and remember, for those muscles to contract, you know, it takes calcium, and it's going to take all those electrolytes to replenish your sweating. And zinc has been shown to be depleted through strenuous exercise, and so has magnesium. And so, you know, those micronutrients play a role in everything we do, and exercise is one of those things that really depletes it relatively quickly. Now, don't get us wrong. We are absolutely advocates of exercising, but we just want America to start becoming aware that, hey, there is this thing out there called micronutrient deficiency. Perhaps that has been playing a role in why my weight has become stagnant, or maybe why I have been regaining my weight, or maybe that's why I have my headache, or it could even be why my doctor has now told me I have high blood pressure.
Wow. That makes sense. Now, Mira, in just a few seconds we have, explain what a nutrivore is. That's a new term that we haven't been seeing a lot in books.
That is a new term that we want people to stop fighting amongst the groups, because basically, you know, you got your vegetarians and you got your paleos and you got your low carb, but not everyone's getting along and not everyone's working together to build the quality of the foods that we're eating. Now, one thing we all have in common is we all need the same micronutrients. So if we could all get on board on this one topic, that we all require micronutrients and that we all need to make sure that we have better quality foods coming into our grocery stores and the prices can be brought down. That's what we want people to do. We want people to understand that that's the most important thing before any choice of your macronutrients, is to make sure your micronutrients sufficient.
Well, thank you so much, Jason and Mira, for being on the show. You heard it here, folks. Stop getting naked when it comes to your calories. To learn more, to order Naked Calories, go to CarltonNutrition.com. If you'd like a chance to win a free copy of Naked Calories, sign up for the Healthy Lifestyle Challenge at ToYourGoodHealthRadio.com. This week's lucky winner is Jessica Richardson from Milwaukee. Congratulations, Jessica. You'll be receiving the Boom Makeup Line from Cindy Joseph. Join us next time for more tips on living a healthier, happier life. Congratulations again, Jessica Richardson.